Listen, if you can't make it through this video, you're probably not going to make it in crypto, and you're going to miss a wild opportunity. To be honest, that's totally fine. Like, no one's got a gun to your head here. You certainly don't have to be involved. It's totally fine and expected to be skeptical about all of this. I just want to make sure that you understand the opportunity that is going to pass you by. This might sound a little bit dramatic, but I challenge you to actually think through this and see if you really disagree with me. If we examine human history, and I mean the entirety of it, we have seen tons of monumental technological advancements that have pushed us to the next level. I mean, literally, as funny as it sounds, going all the way back to the invention of fire and whatever Neanderthal termed the wheel round. Fast forward through all sorts of stuff. Advancements in weaponry, in transportation, in electricity, in precious metals, and gemstones. Every single time something new, a new industry, a new asset class, a new technological advancement comes up, it is front run by the uber elite who take control of the industry before the masses ever have a chance to get involved. Blockchain is one of those technological advancements, and there is something very specifically unique about it that makes it unlike every single one that has come before it. It is absolutely actively being front run by the elite, the billionaire class, the people who would like to assume control of it and usurp power there so that they can yet again get ludicrously rich while keeping the rest of us out of it as much as possible. However, for the first time ever in human history, with any of these advancements, every single person with an internet connection, which for the record is more people than have access to drinking water, can be involved and own a piece of the infrastructure layer of this industry. That has never happened before, ever in human history. Previously, this stuff was hyper-exclusive. Diamond mining, for example. When the world decided that it wanted diamonds and that those were valuable and precious and sought after, you could not just walk out into your front yard and dig up a couple diamonds. It didn't work like that. We came close with the internet, but again, it was really hard to own the infrastructure layer, which is what you can do with a blockchain ecosystem. Again, you don't have to involve yourself, but if you don't learn, I mean learn about it, learn how one would access that infrastructure layer, learn about why it's important, learn about the use cases for blockchain technology that are actually important, keeping in mind that right now the industry is new and fresh and infantile, and we're just kind of slapping a blockchain into everything to see what sticks. But I'm telling you, and I want you to hear me, you will regret not being involved when it's this easy to get involved. We talk here on this channel and during the live show and in Discord about a ton of different ways that you can get involved without buying anything. There are tons of ways to get on chain without purchasing a bunch of crypto or aping into a pyramid scheme or getting rugged or opening yourself up to being hacked. I implore you to give it a look. Bring the skepticism. You absolutely need to equip yourself with a healthy dose of skepticism, but take a look and don't let this pass you by.